forget now, I'm going to be replacing Bobby Stevens this Thursday night at the Playgirl Club. So if you get a chance, make it down to the Playgirl Club this Thursday night for yours truly, Wolfman Jack, and the Pacific Gas and Electric Company. And listen, in just a little bit here, Bobby Stevens going to be with me on the air. We're going to be rapping about his gig down there at the Playgirl Club. Going to be there tonight through Saturday night, and it's going to be a gas for you, baby.
X-A-L-Q. CC Mixter Radio.
We are broadcasting live from the beach in Ixtapa, Mexico, to ask beachgoers about blue wave theory. Excuse me, sir.
Si.
Do you know about blue wave theory?
I know that the blue wave aliens are here in their spheres.
Yeah, no. It's a band that plays surf music.
Oh, okay. Jimi Hendrix prophesied that surf music would not be heard again.
Well, as much as we all love and respect Jimi Hendrix and would like his prophecies to be true, it's back and it's bad.
What?
It's back and it's bad.
Okay, I got you. Surf music. It's the way to go. What else do you want to know?
What do you think about the beach?
Oh, she's old, man. I'm dating her daughter now. She's 50 years old.
No, sir. Not what you think about the bitch. What do you think about the beach?
Bitch? Beach? What's the difference, man?
La playa.
Oh, la playa. I got you, man. I'm hanging out on the beach all the time. With a bitch.
50-year-olds, yeah. Very nice.
See?
Do you surf?
The doctor says don't surf. You got to use some lubricant.
Smart doctor. Give me his card later. What do you think about all those bikinis and thongs going up and down the beach?
Bikinis, man, they're suavecito, man. Because what I'm saying right now is that they're shrinking. They're monokinis now.
Bikinis is the monokinis.
See?
I understand monokinis.
See?
So you like the thong bikinis then?
Well, yeah, because that's half a bikini.
I understand. You're working your way down to zero bikini, which is what you really wanted.
Oh, yeah, man.
You look like a butt man. What do you think about those funky butts?
Well, I'm just telling you, man. My iguana don't wanna. It wore me out, man.
Yeah, I know. You're getting old. What about the overwhelming smell of suntan lotion?
I don't know if I can say this on air.
No, please don't say it on air. Let's do something else. Let me ask you about flesh-eating bacteria on the beach.
Well, you know what? That's what you get when you don't flush.
Let's just hope everybody flushes.
See?
All right. And sand, is it everywhere, and have you gotten used to it?
Oh, man, I use a beach towel. No sand.
I understand that further north there's a problem with sperm whales eating the commercial fishing catches.
The way I understand it, the sperm whales eat the boats.
Well, sperm whales rule, then.
See.
So I noticed that there's not many tarballs or oil slicks down here.
Well, you know, beaches are very clean as long as a lubricant that the doctor has to recommend.
Okay, so you only want doctor-recommended oil. Okay. Do you have crime on the beach here in Ixtapa?
Well, I use Clorox to get rid of it.
Yeah, no. Do you have crime on the beach here in Ixtapa?
Just don't do anything unless it's spending money.
There you go, folks. You heard it here on the beach in Ixtapa. If you don't have any money, there won't be any crime.
But you know what? There's sex on the beach.
You often have sex on the beach?
I'm going to tell you this right up front. I'm married, and I don't have sex anymore.
Not even on the beach?
See.
Okay, I thought you said you had a beach.
There's a beach, but you asked about the beach, not the bitch.
Oh, okay. So you have sex on the bitch, but not on the beach.
That's where the lubricant comes in.
Okay, well, I'm confused because you said you didn't have sex anymore.
Oh, man. Are you recording this?
Yes, sir. We are live on the beach in Ixtapa, Mexico.
In that case, I'm married and I don't have sex on the beach.
Okay. Well, we're so glad to hear that. We also hear that 90 miles south of Ixtapa, there are 12 murders a day in Acapulco. Which is more dangerous, Washington, D.C. or the Acapulco Beach?
As far as I'm concerned, there's nothing more dangerous than Washington, D.C.
Do you think people from Washington, D.C. should be worried about coming to Acapulco?
No, but people from Acapulco better not go to Washington, D.C.
Okay, we've heard that in Acapulco, if you're from Washington, D.C., they'll kill you last.
Yeah, well, that's where the guns are, man.
Are you going to the Asbury Park Surf Music Festival in August to watch the Blue Wave Theory?
I'm just saying, I believe in the aliens and the big statues.
Right, that would be the Blue Wave Aliens.
See?
Can you tell me how to get to Margaritaville?
Go down to South Florida.
Have you been to South Florida?
Well, yeah, but, you know, I had to go by another name.
When you went there by another name, did you find your long-lost shaker of salt?
Oh, man. You know, I got a heart condition. I don't need the salt.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, sir. And this broadcast has been brought to you by Virgin Tequila. When you're planning a party, make it a virgin. Also sponsoring us today is Don Antonio Aguilar Mezcal. Do you drink mezcal, sir?
Oh, yeah, man. I drink it with a lime.
And a worm?
Well, I've been through several bottles already. I haven't found a worm. I'm still looking. But you don't necessarily have to get the worm to get the buzz.
Okay, well, you've heard it here. You don't need a worm to get a buzz.
See?
XALQ. Sissy Mixter Radio.
It's gonna be